welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Well, it's been quite an amazing and interesting few days as we've been looking at our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I'm dealing with a subject I feel of great importance to the heart of the Lord and in our own lives, because we want to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit has been sent by Jesus to reveal Him, to reveal truth, to reveal the nature of God, to instruct us and teach us and help us in our day-to-day lives, in practical as well as spiritual matters. And so I've been attempting to share with you, the listening audience, the six different ways that I'm out of Scripture that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And the first way was by the use of our tongue, and we see that in Ephesians the 4th chapter, verse 30, in context there, that by vain and unholy talk we can grieve Him. And now the second sub-area that we've been on is by ignoring His presence. We can do this in our personal lives by just not recognizing, if we're born again, the Holy Spirit is with us. Paul is so clear, 1 Corinthians 6:19, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own?" In other words, we don't belong to ourselves anymore. We've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And then I moved to the arena of we can not only grieve the Holy Spirit in our personal lives, but also in the congregation of the saints, in church. And I was just sharing, as I was concluding the broadcast, I was kind of getting on a soapbox, at least sharing the way God led me as I grew in the Lord. He brought me to the ministry of Brother Glass. And it wasn't until 7 years later we were married, but all I knew was that in our services, it was always what the Holy Spirit wanted, whether it was preaching, whether it was ministering the gifts of the Holy Spirit, whatever the Holy Spirit, however He directed, that was what Brother Glass did. And it was no two services were ever the same. And so often in today's churches, especially those that are full gospel, that adhere and confess the gifts of the Spirit, there's very little of that in operation. Now, praise God for the places that is going on, but beloved, the longer I walk with the Lord, I'm finding that the kind of experience God gifted and graced me with as an early Christian, you don't find it a lot of places. You don't experience the presence. And I tell you, when the Holy Spirit is really allowed to be in charge, oh my goodness, the manifest presence of God. It's no longer a program. It's not following, the steps or the points on the bulletin. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to really lead the service. And there's a great responsibility on who's ever in charge of the service, the preacher, the pastor, to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit wants. I mean, I can remember the times Brother Glass, he would just close his Bible, and it's like, this is, I'm just not going to be preached. The Lord Holy Spirit wants to minister right now. And that we need that kind of sensitivity brought back to the church, where we are, leadership should allow the Holy Spirit to have His way. Now, there's another way we can grieve the Holy Spirit in the assembly of the saints. What I was dealing with now is sort of the leadership's responsibility, but now, as individual members of the body, the congregation, we can grieve the Holy Spirit by being irreverent. We can be in our flesh. We can indulge the soulish nature. We lack the fear of the Lord. And beloved, I've been in some really large well-known ministries, and I can remember we're talking hundreds of people in attendance, and just before the service, I mean, someone would call out, "Hey, John, hey," you know, and it was like it was a social hall. And beloved, again, this was how the Holy Spirit taught me. I mean, brother, we were into fellowship. We would have fellowship dinners. But you know what? He said, if you want a fellowship outside in the lobby. But when you come in, he encouraged people to get down on their knees and pray before a service. Reverence the fact, I mean, God's not in the building, but when God's people come together, I hope you're hearing my heart, whether it's a home meeting, whether it can be a storefront, there is a desire to welcome the Holy Spirit, and in doing so, we're not going to be, you know, making out our grocery lists or talking to our neighbor, how was your week? What'd you do? You know, there's going to be, our hearts and minds are going to be turned toward the Lord. And beloved, if we'll do that, you know, if people complain, well, I don't go to church anymore. I just don't feel the presence of God. Well, how come? Well, beloved, I'm sharing with you. I tell you what, there was God met. You know, it's been over 10 years since I've had a local congregation, but beloved, there was the presence of God because we allowed the Spirit of God. Even after Brother Glass went home, as we carried on in team ministry, that we allowed the Holy Spirit to move. And I'm just being very honest, very heartfelt. I'm sharing my heart with you because, beloved, if this isn't happening in your church, you need to be praying. Pray for the leadership, that they'll desire the leadership of the Holy Spirit in the services. And then secondly, you need to come corporately. When you come together, aware, Jesus said, if a two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in their midst. Well, if we really believe that, how would we act? I'm just presenting these things to you. As I said, I can remember, you know, there was a place I went, a big, very successful, a good ministry in the metropolitan Phoenix area. They had many different campuses. And I can remember I was attending, I had a dear friend who lived there, and we were attending, my brother and I, my brother lives in Phoenix, we were going to this church. And I can remember, this is before the service started, we were standing in the lobby, you know, before we went into the sanctuary, and I thought, good heavens, I saw a mist, and in the early days of when Brother Glass had services, when we were at 41st and Telegraph, and you could actually sometimes see the presence of God was so powerful, there was like a mist, and I thought, I said, is that the glory of the Lord? Well, unfortunately, no, it wasn't the glory of the Lord. They had smoke machines that I won't comment. I'm just sharing with you my experience. You know, it's kind of sad when we have to, through natural means, try to pretend this is the presence of God. And I can remember I went to a church in a local area here, a large church. I mean, hundreds of people attending. They've got a $1 million building program going on. And I walked in, and the ushers have to use flashlights because it was like a rock concert. And there were, I'm sorry, I'm from the old school. You know, I tell you what, we had nothing but an organist, a pianist, no light show, no darkened room, but the presence of God was there. And beloved, what's the difference? I came home from that service. I was really depressed. I said, God, I feel like I'm I came from another planet. I'm sorry. I grew up with the pure presence of God. And beloved, I believe we're not experiencing the real presence of God in our services because we're not doing it God's way. We're trying to facilitate the things that would please us. You know, as I was reading scripture just this morning, I was reading the second chapter of John, and John is very specific. Remember that both at the beginning and the end of Jesus' ministry, he cleansed the temple. And let me read to you what it says in John, the second chapter. In verse 15, it says, "And when he made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables." In other words, this was not an impetuous movement. He actually spent some time to make a whip. And what were his comments? He says, "Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise." That's the King James. Hear what the Amplified says. "Then to them that sold the doves, he said, 'Take these things away, not out of here. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise, a marketplace, a sales shop.'" You know, when I walked, I tell you, there was a big local church I went to in the relatively local area. I mean, it was, the praise service had already started. This is one with all the, you know, it was dark like a rock concert, and they had colored lights on the worship team. And there were people, the worship service was going on, and they were sitting, over on the left was the bookstore, and over on the right was the coffee shop. People were there drinking their lattes, and, you know, the ladies in skin-tight jeans and four-inch heels. And that, it's like, I, as I said, I came home feeling like I belonged on I was from a different planet. I tell you what, if we aren't experiencing the presence of God, I think we need to reevaluate where we are. Where have we come? And you know what? This Jesus was so clear, and I'm not going to give my opinion, but this is just what Jesus, because I have an opinion, trust me. But Jesus said, "Don't make my Father's house a house of merchandise." I just want you to notice that those money changers, you know, they were all serving a purpose. They were providing doves or sheep for the worshipers who were coming there. If they traveled a long distance, they weren't going to, you know, carry a sheep or doves. It was all part of, necessary part of worship, or to change currency into the temple currency. They were fulfilling, quote, a godly function. And yet, look what Jesus' response was to them. Well, as I said, I won't give my opinion. I'm just sharing what Jesus said. And we wonder why we don't have the presence of God in our services. Beloved, we need to recognize that it's possible leadership as well as the body of Christ can grieve the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, in the services. And that's why we don't feel His power. That's why we don't feel the anointing. I don't know about you, beloved, but there's nothing more precious than the anointing and the presence of God. Well, my time has flown by again, and I've been on another soapbox. If I haven't offended you, I hope you'll tune in tomorrow as we continue on. The announcer will give you our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.